Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Russell Brown, who's already had his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Russell is the our business buying and selling expert. If he doesn't know about buying and selling a business, you didn't need it anyway. That's how much he knows about this. He's the author of two outstanding books on buying or selling a business, Preparing Your Business for Sale, and, of course, the one that he won an award from Kiplinger for, Buying, the Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. And he's also the guy who created the outstanding program BizPricer. And you can buy more expensive ones, but you can't buy better ones. Russell, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always glad to be back.
Always
and,
a pleasure.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah.
Say.
Hey, Russ. We've talked a lot about when I introduce the show at the top of the hour, I often say something like, or when I talk about my website, I say, you know, you can find something there whether you're starting, running, or trying to get rid of a business. You know, a lot of people out there, if they've just started their business, they can't imagine getting rid of it. But one of these days, you know, just like everything else, one of these days you're gonna not be the owner of your business. Somebody else is gonna have it, or you're gonna close it up, one or the other. But the day will come. I mean, this is something that's like, you know, taxes and death. It will happen, and so every business owner needs to be thinking about that day. What would that look like? And you can sell your business, but another idea is just to identify who you want it to go to. Might be a child. Right? Some kind of succession planning. Might be a relative, might be an employee. What do you think?
Well, that's right. And as a subset in the world of business valuation, buying and selling, we have a very robust area called succession planning. And it's estimated that anywhere from 10 to 20% of all small businesses will be passed on to a family member, or even a very, very valued and integral employee who may not be a blood relative.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that go into this other than the traditional buying and selling a business, but they all end up in the same way, which is the transition of the business to another party. And when you say that it'll happen, it will happen. First of all, if you have a going concern business, you generally don't kill it. You don't sell it off. Mm-hmm. You know, 99% of the time
it happens. I have seen that happen, but it doesn't. But you're right. It doesn't happen very much.
Doesn't happen very much in the businesses that happens. It's generally a high capital cost business,
right? Or the one I've seen happen more than anything is a restaurant.
Yeah,
I've seen restaurants close, and they just basically, you know, just but as you say, it doesn't happen much.
Yeah, but if they're making money, there's a good chance to be able to sell it. Yeah, and, you know, sell the name with it, of course, the location, if you've tied it up in either ownership or lease and so on. Mm-hmm. So that happened. But a lot of people find that, you know, they have children. The most likely scenario is that you have children, a child that, you know, has expressed an interest in the business, has been working in the business since they were young, and at some point, you know, mom and dad want to retire, and it's time to turn the business over or begin turning it over to the child.
Right.
Now, one there's some, and I've been involved in some of these things. I'm not an expert in succession planning, but I have been involved, and of course through the being a business appraiser and that sort of thing, I've run across many of these kinds of issues. And one of the cardinal rules that I've come across, and this is violated many times,
right?
But I'll tell you what this rule is.
All right.
If you have more than one child who has an interest in the business, you have to pick one to transfer the predominant ownership to. It can be 51%, 49% if you want to do it that way. But you must have somebody, a person, that's in charge.
There you go, folks. Write that down. That's going to be on the test. 20 till, right back after these messages with our good friend Russell Brown. We're talking about taking your business, doing something with your business after you're gone without selling it to somebody you don't know. Succession planning. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.